This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here from Bala Desmond. Didn't I get a phone call from a Russian lad the other night and him saying, "Hello, Rosaline from Bala Desmond. See here from your medical records on the dark web that you have a leaky bladder. Would you be interested in corrective surgery for 300 euro? I can slot you in for Thursday week." I said it's a while since a foreigner with a sexy accent said he'd like to slap me in, says you. "But you must think I'm as thick as the brightest person in Skepta Glen if you reckon I'm going to fall for that carrion. But before you go," says I to him, "can you see any other records for people from Bala Desmond and the surrounding countryside?" He said, "I can, but it will cost you." And didn't I pay 50 euro to hear that Berna is having an awful time with her piles? I'm tormenting him now every night, ringing up and paying up to find out about my neighbour's ailments. I think I might have a problem. Do you think I should go into rehab, tell me? Rosaline, Bala Desmond.
One of the hackers rang me the other night and offered me a new set of boobs. I said, "Come here, how did you get into the system?" He said, "We use military-grade artificial intelligence algorithm to crack password." I said, "What was it?" He said, HSE123.
"Hello, Wolfstalk. I just come from a very angry meeting of Blackrock Road residents against low standards. You see, the sight of protesting fishermen sailing their boats up the River Lee on Wednesday was the last straw for a lot of beautifully spoken millionaires who basically have back gardens worth more than a housing estate in Carrigtwohill. Look, it's bad enough that our own walkway, the marina, was opened up to all sorts of gougers last summer, and when all the sports were in view there now, you'd swear there was a match on Porky Queeve. But then this week, we have to put up with people sailing past our back gardens in something other than a 50-foot yacht. Now look, we wish the fishermen well, obviously, and hope their industry is given a leg up. What's the point of being rich if you can't tell politicians what to do? So to that end, the Blackrock Road residents against low standards have come up with a radical solution. We hereby call on Micheál Martin to reroute the River Lee along by Mahon and through Douglas into town. Can you pass that message on to him? Reggie, Blackrock Road, tempt to move the marina as well.
No need, Reggie. Your problem is the fishermen wanted to pass a message on to the Taoiseach, who happens to be from Cork. So I rang my Fianna Fáil contact there and said, "Come here, what would it take to get Micheál Martin out of office?" She said 3 months at the rate he's going.
It's getting a bit sweaty on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who can't believe we got invited to Emer Cronin Buckley's wedding. Fifi_White Range Rover said the only explanation is that she's trying to increase the average income per guest ratio because most of her actual friends only went to Christ the King. Kira_FortheBird said, "Don't mind that. I can't believe she managed to land a 1%er from Sunday's well, particularly after it emerged that her aunt has a mobile home in Onahincha. #BalvihanOnTheSea. Lorna_YurtinCastleGregory said, "Focus, babes. The real question here is, how much do you spend on a dress for a wedding in 2021? We banned her from the group for 6 weeks because, come on, like, Castle Gregory is barely one step above Ballybunion. But she has a point, Audrey. The last thing I want is to turn up at Emer Cronin Buckley's bash in a dress that screams down to her last 200 grand. But I don't want to flaunt my wealth either in case people think I'm from Glanmire. So, how much should I splash out for the dress? Jenny, Douglas Road."
I rang the posh cousin there and said, "What's the going rate for a wedding outfit in posh Cork?" She said 25 grand. I said, "That's a disgrace." She said, "I know, we're keeping it below 30 grand this year because #allinthistogether.
Now listen up, Paddy. I've just come from a meeting of the British establishment where we all dressed up as Boris Johnson and said, "Inject me with COVID on live TV. What could possibly go wrong?" Boris did this as well. It was extremely good fun. Anyway, it was agreed that voting for Brexit was a really terrible idea after all. And that's the last time we listened to 53-year-old racists from Grimsby. So I've been asked to make an approach to your man Coveney with the following question. What is the procedure for joining ERA? Lord Edmund de Servants Banker, Wiltshire, and half the bloody Caribbean. P.S. Sorry again about the famine.
I rang the Department of Foreign Affairs there and said, "I've been approached by a country that wants to join up with the Republic." The guy said, "We're open to that, actually, but there is one country we never want to join up with." I said, "Belarus." He said, "No, Northern Ireland."
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.